Blackstone Audio presents Fighting for Air, The Battle to Control America's Media, by Eric Kleinenberg. Introduction, The Empty Studio. At approximately 1:39 a.m. on January 18, 2002, a 112-car Canadian Pacific Railway train carrying hazardous chemicals derailed just outside Minot, North Dakota, the fourth-largest city in the state. According to the operating crew, the train had been traveling at 40 miles an hour, and the accident happened when they attempted to slow down after hitting a rough spot on the tracks. 31 cars jumped off the rails, and several burst open, spilling roughly 240,000 gallons of anhydrous ammonia, a toxic compound commonly used as a fertilizer, into a woodsy neighborhood called Tierracita Vallejo, lovely land of the valley. Minot, a quiet town with a population of nearly 37,000 nestled into a low-lying valley below the Canadian border, developed with the expansion of the rail lines, and is now known for its Air Force Base and annual state fair. In winter, Arctic air grips the region, freezing winds howl through the streets, and residents hunker down. On the morning of the accident, the winds were unusually gentle, and instead of dispersing, the anhydrous ammonia quickly formed a vapor plume that covered the crash site, spread to the adjacent residential area, and floated ominously toward town. Once they realized what was happening, the train crew unhitched their two locomotives and hurried into Minot. The conductor used his personal cell phone to call Ward County 911. Operator. 911, what's the emergency? Caller. This Minot dispatch? Operator. Yes, it is. Caller. We've got an emerge just had a derailment. We've got an explosion. Oh, it's around Tierracita Vallejo, CP Rail.